Luke 14, verse 17. You know, if you read this verse, I want you to pay attention to one word. Let's start with verse 16, just to add meaning to it. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, invited, bade, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, those that were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Underline, come. He said, come, for all things are now ready. Then underline, now. Come now. Come now. I want to talk to you about tonight about now. And I want you to come to the knowledge and realization of some things now. Come to it tonight, now. But I want to put a little background in this passage. Of course, Jesus is telling a parable, and it's likened unto his gathering of the church, creating the church, gathering believers, creating the body of Christ, and taking us out of here. And he said he made a great supper. I want to, like the Holy Spirit was his servant, said, I want you to go out there and tell all those lost people, go talk to them and bid them to come, invite them to come to salvation. Invite them to come. Invite them to come to this great feast that we'll have one day in heaven, the marriage feast. And you know the story. They went out and they told, and the people didn't want to come, so he told them to go to a different kind of people, and then he told them to go to a different kind of people and invited them to come. But he said, all things are now ready, right now. Now I want people to come to Christ. I want people to come now, not next year, not next month, not next week. I want people to come to a fuller knowledge of Christ now. I don't want you to put it off. Wait till the virus is over. I'm going to be more faithful to church. Wait till the virus is over. I'm going to learn more about the Bible. I'm going to come to Sunday school. No, let's do it now. Amen. Let's do it now. Now, I think, is the most important time in the Bible. Now, we can read about then and when, but what about now? Right now, today is the day of salvation. Now, do it now. Today's the day that you grow in grace and knowledge. You couldn't do it back then. You missed the opportunity. And you're probably not going to do it tomorrow if you put it off. So you got to do it now. Yes, and I think that's a very important word, now. It's a great a deal more in that little word now than most people look to. And it's the essence of the gospel. Now is the day of salvation. Come now, let us reason together. We're making a feast. Go out and tell them to come now. And so I got to think about that word now. So I looked up the word now in some scripture. Not all of them. Don't worry. I'm not going to read everything in the Bible. But don't turn there. I'm just going to tell you, most of you already know it. In Romans chapter 9, if I'm right, he says this. And I didn't write down my verse, but he says, being a man justified by his blood. Now, you get justified now. You don't get justified a little bit at the time. You don't get a little justified this week, a little more justified this. No, he declares us just as if I'd never sinned by the blood of Jesus now. The time that I accept Christ, that's when I'm justified. I don't get better as I go along. Now, hopefully I grow in grace and get better the way I act and behave. But you don't get any better saved. You get justified all in an instant, in a now. And so I looked up some verses. John chapter 3, and verses, in verse 2, I think it is, he said, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. I'm not waiting to be adopted. I'm not waiting to be saved. I'm not waiting. I'm not working my way to salvation. I'm not headed towards salvation. Right. Right now, I'm justified. Right now, I am a son of God. Right now. I'm a son of God. You say, well, you don't look like much like one to me. I know it, but he declared me now, right now, immediately, I am a son of God. I don't have to wait for the Pope to sainthood me. I've been a saint since Marchfield 1978.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
If that day was my now day.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Did you know I used to be under the law? I used to be under the law of God. And according to Romans chapter 7 and Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 7, 1 and Romans chapter 8, I was condemned by the law. He says, but in Romans chapter 7 verse 6, he said, but now we are delivered from the law. I like that. The apostle Paul said, what I would do, I would, what I should do, I don't, what I ought not do, that I do. But he says, I'm justified now. It's not according to my works. It's according to his mercy and his grace. And now he has saved me. And now I'm in the light. And now I'm a son of God. And now I am justified. And now I have been delivered from the penalty of the law. Amen. Now, right now. I'm not waiting to get to the great white throne judgment. No, sir, I'm not even going there. My sins were judged on Calvary.
Yes, sir.
They were poured out on the Son of God, and I accepted that as my payment. So because of that, I became justified because of the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did in my place. So I'm not going toward a release from the law after I die. I'm already released from the law. I'm already free from condemnation. Romans 8:1. He says, therefore is now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus. Therefore now, right now, there's no condemnation on me. Romans 8:1, read it yourself. I am now not condemned. I'm justified just as if I'd never sinned. I've been washed in the blood. I've been adopted and I've been delivered from the law. The law said kill him and God said, no, I'm going to save him. And the law said, yeah, but you said whoever does that shall surely die. And God's going to say, yeah, my son died in his place. And therefore now, there's therefore now no condemnation right now. You say, well, I just been watching you. You ain't that great a Christian. You're absolutely right. Pray for me. But there's therefore now no condemnation. I'm in Christ Jesus. Go read Romans 8:1. That's what he says. There's therefore now no condemnation. I've been delivered from the curse of the law. He says, but now are we delivered from the law. Romans 7:6. And in Romans 8:1, he says, therefore, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I got you a good one. I'm going to read it to you. Ephesians 2:13. Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Did you know, listen, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He says, I used to be afar off. He says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh, brought closer. That's now. That's right now. I'm not waiting to get that when I get to heaven. I got that right now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's a now. That's not tomorrow. That's not next week. That's not a used to be and ain't got it no more. That's just a now. He said those that are in Christ Jesus are now out from under the law. They are now not condemned. They are now joined with Christ in Christ. Ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. Now, that's today. That's not tomorrow. That's not something I hope for, I look for. That's something I know right now. Amen?
Amen.
I like that word now. I got hung up on that today. Did you know Romans chapter 6 verse 22 says this? But now being made free from sin. You see that? But now being made free from sin. Well, I'm out from under the law, so I'm free from sin. Ye have your fruit unto holiness. That's it. I'm holy right now. I don't have to wait till I die. to be proclaimed holy. They don't have to have the college of cardinals look up my past to see if I did good works enough to be named a saint and call me holy. I'm holy right now because of what Jesus did back then.
Right.
He made me free from sin. The day he died on the cross, that became available to me. And the day I received it, that was the now day that I became holy. Now I know I don't always look holy. May not you might not like me. I may not add up to your standard of holiness or whatever it is. But according to the Bible, right now I'm holy. I'm holy by the blood of Jesus. I have been made holy. He has saved me now by his blood. He justified me, Romans 5:9, by his blood now. He delivered me from the curse of the law now, he says in Romans 7:6. I'm free from condemnation. Therefore, now there's no condemnation. Now I'm free from condemnation. Right now, not next week, not when I'm appearing before the judgment seat of Christ, but God doesn't condemn me right now. Amen.
Amen.
That's enough to make a Presbyterian shout. Listen, and not only that, but I'm holy right now. I'm holy. Why? Because I have his holiness. He applied his holiness to me. He's wrapped me in Jesus. Jesus is in me. He's on me. And when God sees me, he sees his son. So therefore, he sees holiness.
Right.
Now that doesn't give me the right to live any old way I want to. It doesn't give me the right to sin, though we all sin and come short of the glory of God. But he has declared me holy because it takes holiness to get to heaven, because he said no man shall see God without holiness. So he declared me holy. Why? Because of what his son did, who was holy.
Yes, sir.
But he died an unholy death in an unholy sinner's place, so that he could take our place, so that we could receive his holiness right now. I don't wait till we get to a judgment seat and God's got some kind of balance up there and he's going to say sin and holy and sin and holy and sin and holy and so trying to get my holy to outweigh my sin. No, sir. When I accepted Jesus Christ that day, he took a stamp and put in the book, Ron Roddy, born again, holy, justified, not condemned. Amen. How'd that happen? Right now. It's right now. I ain't working toward it. It's right now I got it. Amen. Now there's no condemnation. Now I'm justified. Now I'm free from the law of sin and death. Now I have union with Christ but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. That makes me holy. Being made free from sin, you have your fruit unto holiness, Romans 6:22. That's right now. I talk to Christians sometimes. I say, do you know for sure if you died, you go to heaven? They say, well, I hope so. I say, ooh. Or they'll say, well, I think so. And some will say, well, I hope I'm good enough. I won't know till that time. And then if I'm good enough, I'll get to go in. I'll say, well, you'll never get to go. You'll never get to go. I was out knocking on doors one day and I knocked on this one house and this big man come to the door, kind of intimidating. And his little girl and his wife was in there at the table, a little apartment. And I told him who I was and what I was doing. You know, he acted rather shocked. I said, and I invited him to church. He said, well, we have a church. I said, well, that's good. Everybody ought to have a church. I said, everybody ought to go to church. It'd be a better world if everybody went to church. And it would.
Yep.
Any kind of church. Make something good out of them. I said, but you know, there's something more important than going to church. He said, what's that? I said, no, for sure, if you died, you'd go to heaven. Looked him right in the eye. He said, well, nobody can know that. I said, you don't know for sure you're going to heaven? He said, no, nobody can know that. So his wife jumped up and she come running over and she grabbed that big old New World Translation of the Bible off that shelf. She shoved it out that door and said, "Show it to me." Did you know they didn't mess up 1 John 5:11 through 13 in Jehovah's Witness Bible?
Good.
They missed it. It says basically the same thing the King James Bible says. They missed it. And then she said, said something like, "Everybody ain't going to heaven." I said, "You're right about that." She was talking about the 144,000. I was talking about, but anyway, I said, "I can take your Bible and show you how to know for sure if you died, you go to heaven." She said, "Do it." So I flipped over there and I started reading. I paraphrased, "This is written so you may know that you have eternal life." I said, "It says it right there. This is written." So, and I held up, let them see it. I said, "It says it right there. This is written so you may know you have eternal life." I said, "Not hope so, not think so." I said, "And then it says right here, he that hath the Son has life." Talking about eternal life. Would you agree in that context, life and eternal life mean the same thing? Yeah. I said, "And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." I said, March 5th, 1978, I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. I invited him into my heart, my life, my mind, everything. And that day I was born again. And he wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I have a place reserved in heaven. And I know I'm going to heaven. And I ain't got to work for it. He's already done the work. It's finished. She reached over while I was talking. She grabbed that door and went, slam! Hacked my face. It bothered me at first, but then I kind of giggled. I thought, well, that's different. A Jehovah's Witness slamming a door on a Baptist. I said, usually the other way around. Amen. All because I know that now I'm justified. Now I'm not condemned. Now I know I'm going to heaven. Now I've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now I'm counted holy. Now I'm counted righteous. Now it is written, there's nothing else that can be done. That's it. It's finished. He said on the cross, it is finished. And it's finished now. I'm not working my way to anything. I'm not trying to keep nothing. I'm trusting him. And when I walk right, I trust him. When I fall, I trust him. When I get up, I trust him. When I walk right, I trust him. When I fall, I trust him. Now, right now, I'm free from condemnation that the law brings because I'm not under the law anymore.
Right.
Now I've been set free. Now, the life which I now live in the flesh, the Apostle Paul said, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now I have a life of faith. Now. I'm not seeking it. I got it. Now. I'm not looking for anything else. Don't come to my house and knock on the door. I'm not looking for anything else. I have that life now. He promised it to me. I've received it by faith. He gave me the faith to believe it. He gives me the faith to keep on believing it. He'll give me faith to go through every day and believe his word and trust him all the way to glory. And I would not be satisfied with anything else. So don't you come to my door offering me counterfeits that are not a now religion. It's a later on we might find out religion.
Right.
Mine's a now salvation.
Sure.
Mine's a now religion. Mm-hmm. Mine's a now faith. Mine's a now free from condemnation. Mine's a now delivered from the curse of the law. Mine's a now justification. Mine's a now united with Christ. Mine's a now holiness. Mine is a now life of faith. Now, right now. I've met a lot of people since I've been saved and a young man, you know, and working all these different jobs I've had to work. And I've met all kind of people, you know, and some people have convenient religion. They don't have much religion at all. It's just convenient. When they need something, and God's a convenient place to go to get it. When it's easy, it's convenient to do, you know. And then one day they'll be in a, what they call in the faith, and the next day they'll be out of what they call the faith. And I got to figuring this thing out. They say, well, I used to be saved, I ain't no more. I said, well, then you never was saved. Oh, yeah, I'm saved, I'm just not no more. Well, why are you not saved now? Well, I got sin in my life. And I said, well, you can get that fixed if we confess our sins. He's just, and you know. And no, I'm not going to do that. Not today. You know why? They've got this religion that they call faith in Christ that it's not a now religion, it's a when I need it religion.
Wow.
And now, today I need Jesus, I'm going to run down to church, I'm going to make amends with everybody, get right with the preacher in the church, and then next week comes along, they say, well, you know what, that's not really that important this week, I'm just going to lay that down. And that's not going to be now. I'll pick that back up another time. But I got the faith that goes every day. Today it's now. Tomorrow it'll be now. The next day it'll be now.
That's right.
The next day it'll be now. The next day it'll be now. And I'm not being presumptuous. I'm telling you what the scripture says. It's a life of faith. The life which I now live. Here now, I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And there's a lot of other passages that have now in it that I don't have time now to expound on. Amen? But I'm telling you, if you're not saved, now is the day to get saved.
Amen.
Now is the day of salvation. Listen, if you're not right with God, now is the day to repent. Oh, John the Baptist had one message every day, that now day. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for that every day, that's his now message. Our message ought to be, repent, turn to Christ, believe on him, follow him, now, 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 live for him, now, look forward to meeting him, now, share this with everybody, now, like you believe it. That's a pretty simple word, N-O-W. That's a lot better than those four-letter words you throw around. N-O-W, now. Everything we need in the Bible is a now thing. Now, I know we're going to heaven, but we can go ahead and get signed up now. We make a reservation now, and it's uncancelable, non-cancelable. Can't cancel it. It's a now reservation. I don't even know the word. Give it to me.
Refundable.
It's non-refundable. That's a good way to put it. You can't take the blood back. Listen, it's a now. Right now. Let's do it. Look, church is going to open up pretty soon. And a lot of you is used to being out of church. You're lazy. You got used to being at Wednesday night church with your pajamas on. And I know you go to Walmart with them and nobody says nothing. But now you're going to have to put on your clothes and come to church, and that's not convenient. Well, you need to do it anyway. I mean, you need to do it anyway. And you don't need to wait. You need to do it now. Be a Christian now. Live like a Christian now. Love people now. Witness now. You better love the people around you now, because it may be just like my mother and John and others. They're going to pass away one day, and you're going to say, I wish I'd have loved them when I'd have had the opportunity. Well, why don't you do it now? Why don't you do it now? You got time. Do it now. Go call them. It's just 7 minutes till 8. Get on the phone, call them, say, listen, I've been meaning to tell you for a long time, I love you, and the Lord's convicted me about that, and I'm going to do it now. And if they start talking, say, no, wait a minute, I got something I got to tell you right now. And you ought to witness those people you've been thinking about witnessing to, and you ought to do it right now. You get on the phone and do that too. You could sit down and send them a card with a gospel track in it, or you could go, well, I don't think you'd go see them because people are sick, but you can call them on the phone, and now, do it now. Well, preacher, I'm going to start reading my Bible when I get back in church. Don't wait for that. Do it now. Well, I'm going to start praying more when I get back in church. No, pray now. That's a big word, now. Now I'm going to do this. Now I'm going to close. But the point about my whole sermon is this. We don't have time to put it off. These are things that we need to do immediately. And by the way, once you do something, you ever felt like you needed to do something, just kept putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, and then you went and did it, and you got such pleasure and gratitude out of it, you said, I wish I'd have done it when I first thought of it. That's now. And then you won't regret it later. Do it now. If you're not saved today, get saved tonight, right now. Say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, but I don't want to go to hell. And I believe Jesus died for me. And I don't understand all this stuff he's talking about, but I understand I'm a sinner. And I don't want to go to hell. And I'm asking Jesus to save me right now. And he'll save you right now. If you're backslidden, say, Lord, I'm sorry, I've wandered away. I may not understand everything this preacher talks about, but I know I need to get right with you, and I want to do it right now. Lord, forgive me. Take me back. And he'll do it right now. Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your inerrant, inspired, infallible word of God. Thank you for just letting this old stumbling, mumbling, bumbling preacher preach your word. And I pray tonight, now, somebody would be saved. Somebody would be reclaimed. Somebody would be blessed. Somebody would be healed. Somebody would be comforted now. And Lord, we'll look up to you and give you all the glory because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.